Seth Kushner from the On Your Face with Drew Garabo show is live in the studio with us.
Hi, Carmen, why are you so mad? I was here when you were calling me.
Answer your phone.
Oh, were you avoiding us?
No, I was on two very important
phone
calls.
Oh, you guys so popular now, you can't come help us out?
No, I was talking to my doctor and somebody else, so I just couldn't click over.
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, nothing. It was just my cardiologist.
I bet you're one of those. You're like...
Hypochondriac.
Hypochondriac, where you go to the doctor all the time, don't you?
Not really. I mean, I had to get a colonoscopy because I was having some issues, so I was pretty young for that. And then I have heart issues in my family.
What kind of issues did you have in your butt?
I had internal hemorrhoids, so there was a...
Internal hemorrhoid? How do you know?
Because they did the colonoscopy.
But, I mean, what prompted it? There was some discoloration in your...
You
look at it?
Blood.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
You look at it or you felt it?
Oh, no, it was painless. That's the whole thing.
Oh,
so
but
when
you saw it?
When I look up to see, am I dying? And it said it's painless. It said it could be internal hemorrhoids. So.
Oh, my God. But right away, you thought.
Interesting.
Well, so
you went through it. So how is it? How is the colonoscopy?
Oh, it was no problem. They tell you, hey, we're going to put you under. They say you're going to feel a warm thing in your arm. Next thing I know, I was waking up. They told me I'm all good.
But don't you know that they're going, this is boy. Remember Fisher and Boy? We're looking at his butt now.
There was a guy that came in there and he said, what do you do for a living? And I said, oh, you know, I said I produce a radio show.
Oh, wrong answer. Yeah. I work at Tire Kingdom.
You don't have a go-to, like, fake?
I work in marketing.
I used to just say I was a student, but I'm way too old for that now, even though I'm back in college.
Now you're a student teacher advisor.
I just tell him I do business.
Well, he knew. He said, did you used to work at 101.5? And I said, yes, I did. And he said, okay, I listened to you. So he already knew. That's why he was asking.
Oh, if he was listening to 101.5, he really wanted to look at your butt.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
He was taking selfies.
Luckily, he was just the anesthesiologist, so.
That's all. He's the one to knock you out. That's why I want to talk to you. Speaking of knocking you out.
Yes.
I know we've been talking about this for months now, but let's do this. Let's go forward with Operation Apples this weekend.
Okay, I got you.
Okay, but what do I need to do? Do I need to buy one of those PAX things? Where do I go buy it?
No, you don't. I have an extra one.
Can I buy yours?
I'll let you borrow it. If you like it, you can buy it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, if I don't, then I've breathed all up on it.
Yeah. If you don't, then I can just wash it. It's all good.
Okay. All right. I don't mind your germs. Plus, I know your ass is clean, so
yeah,
I'm good now.
I'm clean. Trust
right,
me.
All right. So then.
Hang on. Yeah. How are you smoking it? That it makes it a difference that his ass is clean.
Oh, through your mouth, but germs travel, and I don't want to get any of his.
But.
No. I don't want to get any of his germs if he's dying.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know what
through
you
his
guys
body,
do.
And next thing you know, great. I got internal hemorrhoids.
Weird shotgunning. Yeah.
What causes internal hemorrhoids?
I don't know. I mean, they normally say it's a straining and all kinds of stuff, but I don't know. I don't normally do that.
I know. Well, I'm an expert.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's that.
That's, I think, how you remove them as well.
Yeah. Same procedure.
Oddly enough, yeah.
This is why you want to watch
Cali
TV.
The antidote is the poison.
Mm-hmm. Weird.
Anyway, so I'm glad that your butt's good.
Thank you.
So can we do this tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we give out more details about where you're going to do a transaction of apples? Hey, can you meet me here?
Whoa,
no.
I'm not. We're not making a drug transaction.
Yeah,
he's lending me his
a bushel of apples.
He's lending me his breathalyzer. What do they call that thing called?
Vaporizer. Yeah. What's going on?
It's not going to be loaded with pot.
Atomizer. Yeah.
It's just the thing.
What's going on this weekend that you need the apples and the vaporizer?
Kids,
you
know, vacation.
I just think that I'd like to be mellow for the weekend.
Mm-hmm. We've done this before though, where you needed something and I said, hey, I got you, and then you didn't write me back for 2 weeks.
I know. Oh,
don't worry, he'll meet up with you right after he does Hoppy Hour.
So we're in.
Oh, I know. And I thought you knew that I was at wrestling the other night when you sent me that text message.
I couldn't find you.
I was just right behind you. I was in the second row. I saw all you guys.
In the second row? Galvin was in the second row.
No, you guys were in the second row on the floor. We were in the second row of the seats.
Oh. Yeah, I was looking and I was like, he's toying with me.
Yeah, because whenever he said that you guys were there, I was going to give you my tickets whenever I left.
Oh, no.
And could have moved up.
I bet I left way before you. I left at 9:30.
Me and my buddy Gerald McCoy stayed pretty late.
I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that pretty cool?
I was just watching him the whole time.
You were.
Shouted out 93 when he walked by, but he didn't say anything at all.
He's pretty cool, but I think that he is probably fanned out. You know what I mean? Like, I think that a lot of people are everywhere he goes, and he's smiling. No, I think he's doing it, but imagine he's probably getting sick of it now.
Well, I mean, you're in the front row of the WWE. People are going to come up to you.
But he was also there. Actually, nobody bothered him. I was the only one that took a picture with him, with the kids, not me. But I would have liked to have taken a picture with him, but I couldn't. Like, I would have felt like a big fag if I would have been like, hey, can we get
See, that's where Pete failed you.
Yeah.
Why? Pete should have said, Mike, why don't you get in there with him?
Should have done that. Like, oh, no.
Right, but then, go. Hey,
that's what Jameis's guy did when I took a picture of my son and Jameis, and the Jameis's friend said, do you want to get in there? I can take a picture. And I went, well, yeah. And I was like, exactly what I want. And we got in there together. It was awesome. Yeah, so anyway, so tomorrow?
Yeah.
For sure.
I got you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, good.
Why don't you go through Spanish for a few minutes? Don't trust me.
Look at him. Because then they'll try and when hang you out say, with
him.
And
when you say look at him,
everybody knows. He's right. Right. I don't need to explain.
Watch this. I'll explain it. You ready? I look at you, and I know I'm going to get good quality stuff from a guy who knows what he's doing, and I can enjoy my weekend. I look at you, and I'm going to get LSD laced up that makes me want to kiss guys.
No.
Yeah. Do you like it? I put something extra in there. Yeah, that's what it is.
No.
And then as he's putting on lipstick, I'm staring at you.
You're like Steve Buscemi and Billy Madison.
Mm-hmm. That would never happen. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to give you LSD.
I need to get my own guy. I need to find a guy. How do you solicit for that?
Oh,
there's got to be a guy in
Probably,
Lake.
Probably on the radio.
Anybody listening?
There's got to be a guy in Land of Lakes, so I don't have to always go through you and then travel across county lines with weed.
No, you don't want to find your own guy because then they're going to go, hey, I'm slinging in Mike Calta, and they tell everybody.
It's true.
You want to go through somebody that already has an established guy.
Yeah. Not you.
You want I'm them to you. Say, I give it to Seth. He works at Tires Plus.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, we've shared apples before, and they're both great apples.
Nope.
Products are all right.
I don't trust you. I trust him for some reason.
That's fine.
I do.
Like the
I don't
way you
know
say
why.
Apples.
Do it difficult.
You do it difficult.
I'm sorry.
By the
Good
way,
English.
Can I give you something?
Yeah.
I don't know how you haven't thought of this yet. So you went from being boy to Seth.
Yes.
So you dropped the boy thing, whatever. But I think you need a radio name. You ready for this? Or even you could use it as a rap name.
Oh boy.
You know, no, it's going to be awesome.
I'm excited.
Sick Seth.
Oh, like if Mike Tyson.
Look, it works two different ways. Not only can you go like that, success, like it's success, but you can also do it like that.
What a dollar
suck
sign?
Seth.
Suck Seth.
That's good.
Yeah. Yeah. What's up, ladies? Success. You want to meet Suck Seth?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can totally do it. Dollar signs.
Then you can be like, who gave you that name? And you can be like, Mike Tyson. Suck Seth.
Or no. Just say, Galvin.
Yeah.
Galvin. Right? Success.
It's good. It's
That's
very good.
Cool.
I
he
don't
doesn't
think,
like it. No,
no,
look
no.
At his, he doesn't like
I,
it.
I don't think
trademark
I could say
can't
success.
Have it now.
I don't think I could say that at all, so it would be hard for me. But
you don't have to say it. People will call you that.
Yeah.
You just wear the shirt.
I like DJ Inside Hemorrhoids.
Oh, yeah. It's a very sensitive issue, but I have to talk about it so people do know that if there are issues going down there, you still could live after it.
Awareness.
Who is Ash, and why did you write so many letters to her?
Oh, she was this girl that I was in love with back in
Do
the day.
Do I know her?
No.
Have I ever seen her?
No, it was a little before your time.
Do you have a picture of her in your wallet?
I do not, actually.
Is she on Facebook?
Yes.
I'm going to look her up.
I have a question for you. How old were you when you had this journal?
I was 21,
Ooh,
22.
Wow. I want to look her up. What's her name? Ash.
Is that too old for
That's
that?
That's way too old. Oh. There should have been a teen on the end of that number.
Mm.
Is her name Ashley?
Maybe.
Ashley Lamb, because if it is, I understand that.
Wow.
She's hot. I would write her letter.
No. I don't want to say her last name on the radio.
No, write it down on her phone.
All right,
so
let me get
it.
Let me get
up. Oh, how ironic. Her last name is Success. This
actually,
is the, if you listen to On Your Face with Drew Garabo, this is the woman that Seth loved and wrote letters to in a journal.
Her full name is Ashley Inside Hemorrhoids. Middle name Inside. Last name Hemorrhoids.
All right. She lives in Florida.
I believe she lives
city?
I believe she lives in South Florida
I
now.
Believe.
I don't have her number. I haven't talked to her in years. Drew has tried to reach out to her to get her on the show.
She's cute.
Pretty, man.
Good for you, son.
Oh, and she had a baby. That could have been yours.
Oh.
She's really pretty. How long were you with her?
I was really never with her.
Awesome.
You mean you just were like in love with her?
She took my virginity and I was obsessed with her.
Well, you're with her.
So you're with her.
But
good
she,
for you.
But she was with her boyfriend and it was just a
even
whole.
Even better.
It was just years of me just, I couldn't believe that this hot girl was even giving me attention. And then it was just, listen.
So basically she banged you one night and then you went on to write crazy journals about her for the next 3 years.
That could be, that's the Cliff Notes version of it.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Wait, she had a boyfriend when she banged you?
Yes.
Oh, my favorite kind of girl.
Is that the guy she ended up marrying?
I don't think so.
Oh, let's get him on the air.
Yeah, you
well,
need
that
to.
That might be why the girl doesn't want to come on, because all of a sudden she has to admit that she had sex with Seth while right. she's dating her husband.
You know what? How about this?
Okay.
I mean, we'd have to do a joint show thing, but we can do it on Drew's show, on your show. Let's get our wives and one of our exes on the phone together. Oh. So you get Phoebe and Ashley. What?
That is the one person that Phoebe just absolutely despises. So
because you would leave Phoebe for her.
No.
Yes,
not.
You would. If this girl called you tomorrow and was like, Seth, I've been wanting to be with you too.
Hell and yeah, you would.
Ever since hearing those journals, I realized I have been with the wrong guy this whole time, and I want success.
Just to be honest, that's it, which is a great name now that you said it. Yeah. I, looking back on it now, I barely even knew her. I think I was just obsessed.
Does that matter?
She's gorgeous.
Yeah.
I was just obsessed with the way she looked.
Hell yeah. I'd leave my wife for her.
By the way,
I just met her now.
You were obsessed. See, it works on so many levels. How do you not use
And don't
this?
Forget, you guys had Seth.
Yeah.
Wait a second. So, Phoebe and Ashley, and Kelly, and who is
Stephanie.
Kelly?
Hey,
Stephanie.
Yeah.
And then my wife and some, I don't know, one whore that I used to bang.
Oh, there you go. Hey, whore that I used to bang.
Oh, we can get the other girl that I was engaged to.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
and,
yeah.
And put them all on together. Let's do that.
That's a great idea. Obviously, for the most part, I handle the producing stuff for Drew Grabo Live,
so
but
in.
I refuse to reach out to Ashley because I don't want to jeopardize my marriage. But Drew is not able to lock her down at all. He sent her a bunch of Facebook messages, and they have not been responded to.
I'll get her.
You think you can get her?
Yeah, I'll offer her cash.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's what you have to do. People are like, no, I'm not interested. And we're like, well, I know she had a baby. What if we gave you $500 for the baby's future?
Her best friend, I don't know if you remember, is Brandy C, who I interned with here at 97X. She went on to do Rock of Love, and she did some porn. So,
oh, wow.
Drew initially went through her to try to reach Ashley.
I think we go right to Ashley.
Drew tried, and then I guess she just had a baby a week ago.
Let me finish. Ashley's husband. Yeah. We go through him. I think he'll find that amusing.
I don't think so. We don't need to get him involved at all.
Why
how
not?
About if we just get Phoebe and have her pretend that she's talking to Ashley?
Oh man.
That'd be pretty good.
That would be devastating.
Honestly, if I brought a lie detector guy in here,
yeah,
and I made you answer questions about Ashley in front of Phoebe, would you be able to say that if you were given the opportunity, would you make sweet love to Ashley again?
I couldn't do that.
Oh,
you couldn't. Man. You couldn't lie in front of Phoebe.
No, I couldn't do that. You know personally some of the stuff that Phoebe and I have been through. I realized from being with her, I know this is going to sound awful, actually what love is all about, which makes it the obsession that I have with Ashley even more ridiculous.
Right.
But
that's not crazy.
I mean,
do I have a
desire to have sex with other people that I see throughout the day? Possibly, but
odd that he said other people and not other women.
Who's at the top of the list?
Right? Yeah.
Who's at the top of the list on the guys list and the girls list?
On the guys list in the room or like
no, in the building, like that you see during the day.
Aaron Miller. Oh, who's being asked this question?
Who's on the top of the list? I'm sorry.
I couldn't have sex with Aaron Miller. Too feminine.
He's gonna be a man. Oh, he's a man, dude. He's got a boat. He's got man tattoos. He'll hold you and keep you warm.
Yeah, he'd hold you. He'd hold
you. On your list of men, who's on the top or the bottom?
Who are some of the hot bros here? I'm not really sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to think about it, too.
That said people.
There's a real lack of hot bros, which I think is why...
Richard is pretty...
What girl during the day would you say would be the one that you pass the most that you think about having sex with?
What girl?
You know it. You know it immediately.
You said it happened.
I really don't.
You said, are there girls... that I think about having sex with.
No, I mean...
in the building. That's what you said. That's almost a quote.
Set people.
God, I need to phone a friend or a lifeline or something right
Which
now.
Which girlfriend would you phone?
I would call Phoebe to have her come in here to start suggesting
okay.
names for me.
I'll suggest some names and you tell me. Okay? I'll give you three and you rank them in the order in which you would want to have sex with them.
Okay.
This
is, I gotta go to the FCC class.
Don't
now.
Say anything until I'm done. Don't say anything until I give you the three.
All right,
Danielle.
Yes.
Claire and Jenna.
Jeez, man.
Who's at the bottom of that list?
Bottom of the list, Danielle.
lies.
It's got to be Danielle.
Got to be, but not because you want it to be. It's got to be.
No, it's just, she's just my best friend at this point.
Right. So. Okay. And best friend. Yeah. I never back.
No, I don't have that. Okay. I don't have that. Right. I lost that.
I believe you. I believe you.
Do next. You don't, though.
I do. Why would you lie to me?
I've grown up.
I'm not married to you.
Then it would probably be Keznick and then probably Claire.
Yeah. Claire's very pretty.
Because obviously Jenna is another incredible friend of Phoebe, so.
Oh, is that what it is?
Oh,
that's why can't you clear your head and just speak on a physical level? All right, let me give you three more.
No, that was good.
This is good. This is good. Mary Lou.
Okay.
Aurelia.
Okay.
Or
Tom.
And Kelly.
Oh. This is good. Can I start with the top of my list?
By the way, I want to just let the people that are listening that don't know these people know they were just older ladies in the building.
Number one, Irelia.
Yes.
She is sassy. I am with
you, yeah.
And
she would kick your ass.
Yes. She would verbally abuse me in the bedroom, and that's what I'm looking for right now.
And she'd be disappointed. I have a feeling she'd be disappointed in me. She would look at me and then go, "Big boy, that's all you got? That's all you got?" And I'd go, "I'm sorry. You make me nervous."
Man, Ann Kelly and Mary Lou. Wow, that is tough.
Ann Kelly has got, she's got Lucille Ball qualities.
Making lemon zingers after you're done.
And her privates have a scent of carrots.
Yeah, I would probably go with Ann Kelly next. I made her a coffee cake back in the day, and she seemed to be quite receptive to it. And
you
I feel
made
like
her a cake?
I did. It was a really weird phase where I was making coffee cakes for everybody who did the morning show here.
Dear Ashley, I miss you so much. I've had to take up baking in order to get you off my mind.
It was really good when I was high, so I would eat my mom's Jewish coffee cake.
This one just came in. I don't even know half these people, okay. So I'm just going
to
say the name.
And then I got to go to the FCC class.
Okay.
All right.
Julie Dangler.
Okay.
Meggie Castro and Alicia Fernandez.
Wow, I don't know Alicia Fernandez.
Me either. Who is Alicia Fernandez?
If you saw her, you would know her immediately. She's a new sales girl. Oh, yeah.
She's a real pretty sales girl.
Yeah.
I don't know. I truly don't know her at all.
You saw her, you know her.
So I guess Dangler would be at the top. And then who was the next person?
Meggie,
and then because I don't know the new girl, I believe is hot. I haven't seen her, though.
Mm. All right.
She is.
This has been fun. I like Get to Know Seth.
Yes, to Know Seth. We should do it every week.
It's a nice benchmark. I don't like it.
Would you say that this this situation was successful?
I do. I do. I also think that this is a good building exercise for you. This is way better. It's way more therapeutic than any therapist you'd go see.
Oh, I quit therapy.
You did?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm strictly on medicine now.
You don't need it.
Yeah,
just
now
me.
He just goes to doctors.
Just
can
come
you
to
check
me.
My insides?
I'll fix you. I'll cure you of all your problems.
I really hope that you can.
I can.
I've got a lot of problems.
I got a lot of answers.
Stop seeing a trained person and go see this lunatic for your advice.
I'm trained in life experience.
Yeah. He's never let me down.
Look how far you've reached.
I talked to Mike off the air one time for about 20 minutes and just had a real heart-to-heart conversation. I felt a lot better walking away from it.
See? I'm always honest. That's why. I'll always tell you the truth.
How come nobody does that with me?
You're too honest.
Nobody wants to hear what I think.
Listen, let me just tell you. First of all, you're being a baby. You put on Led Zeppelin and go home and you'll be fine, okay? I gotta go. So sensitive. Tomorrow, apples and the apple maker.
I got you.
All right. Let me know what I'm in for as far as shekels, and we'll make that deal happen.
Okay, perfect.
Spanish. Call the code names.
I need you to drive it to my house. I can't.
I definitely will.
I can't risk that.
I got you.
Mule.
Steve and Julie Weintraub here for the Golden Diamond Source. If you're thinking about getting engaged, Golden Diamond Source is your one-stop destination.
Shop, compare, and save at the Golden Diamond Source.
3800 Ulmerton Road.
Or online at goldendiamondsource.com.